absurd gesture. Outside, the morning seems as alive as it deserves to be. I lean over the sink and watch the children of 4th Street out the window, earthworms sticking to the soles of their feet, trying to catch sparse raindrops in their hands. I seek out the tiny and quick turning of their fingers, the swallows in the wobbling oak's limbs, the squirrels at the roots unholing the earth, and the cricket's song arched like a strong grin above it all. Everything alive, everything moving in its own direction. And then there is you and I in the kitchen, and the heaviness of eggs in the air, the basset asleep at your feet. There is me glancing at your dozing face, and the sound of me trying to shake the stillness from your eyes. There is the sight of me acting the way an absurd woman might if she was to chat with a mannequin. This is a picture of two sets of legs in the coppery thickets at the edge of a lake. A floral dress is trying to escape the frame. There is only the illusion of the glare and bolt of sun as it is seen in the shine of four legs. There is only the sense of lower forces, such as those that ground the feet to the floor of a lake. There is no suggestion of blood-colored mountain stones, no traipsing bodies, no birds, east or west, no sign that bones are being steadied by the crooked fin trout circling the muddy roots at the toes. No sign of the melancholy that finds its way into late afternoons, even on the happiest days, splitting itself at the knees, the sunburnt tops of feet, and onward.